Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Doing Business with a Servant's Heart. And I'm with a gentleman here that I've known for a while, and he does some cool things. He's a true servant in business because he's always finding a way to give you value. And then you buy his service and get more value. And that's what serving's all about. Hey, Greg, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Just what a pleasure to be here. I surely appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure as well. The audience is going to love this. Let's dive in. Why reputation marketing? You know, we've talked about it before, but I know you're passionate about it. Let's talk about why.
I thank you. And you know what? I've done my job because you got it right. It's reputation marketing. It's not monitoring. It's not management. It's marketing. So you have to do that. You know, you have to manage it. You have to build it. But now it becomes an asset to the company when you show off your five-star reviews. That's undeniable. I mean, the new stats are crazy. Like, I've been doing this for 6 years. We have the most mature product. And now, like, it's 96% or something people that look at reviews when they're buying. So, like, you gotta be there and win that, you know? You got to get chosen before they ever call you.
We were talking about earlier, people are like, yeah, you know, I got to do it. But what's the impact? It's got to be pretty big impact.
There is. And it's a challenge, you know. Really, what's the ROI, right? Like, what's the ROI of your, you know, security system, right? So like, you know that everybody's looking at it, right? There's some things out there. We got one study from UC Berkeley and Yelp that if you got like a half star increase, you get like 19% increase, right? There's other people that, you know, it's a 9% lift. And I do some of my things like, would you want a 9% penalty or a 9% lift, right? So whatever that is, that's who doesn't want 9% extra, right? Who doesn't want 19% extra?
Yeah, and make it simple, Greg. How about any percent? If you're growing, you're earning.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. That's totally right.
And I know we've had extensive conversations about what you do. And, you know, when you go to a website, and you don't see this testimonials or these five-star reviews. What do you think?
You're missing out. I mean, it's crazy. Like, everybody needs this social proof, right? So pepper these things, you know, on your homepage, on your other page, on your buying pages, on your landing pages, right? Even just like a little image or a quote, or take a picture of your Google review, or do something advanced like we offer. We have a streaming review badge. It pops up, you know, on the screen. So 100% of the visitors see it. But you could do that yourself. Just put it on your homepage, right? People are always needing that social proof that other people know, like, and trust you. They've gotten a good result from doing business with you.
Everybody says that. You got to know, like, and trust you before they buy from you. And you open that door.
Absolutely.
So let's get into the minutia, the whole of all this. We now are saying that it's powerful. It helps your business, helps your website. So what do you do if you take a company, XYZ company, and says, okay, let's do this, Greg. Let's make this reputation marketing go work for me. What's the steps?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So we got three levels, right? We got a do it yourself, or we got a free report, an e-guide. We'll talk about at the end, right? Give everybody a link to it. We've got a complimentary online report, online audit, right? Showing you how you're doing. So those will get you started. Or we could do it with you, or we could do it for you. So it all really depends. Like, everybody's at a different spot. Everybody, you know, has the bandwidth or has the personnel and the energy and the money to do it, or they go, you know what, I'm better off doing what I'm good at and go sell another $30,000 deck or a paint job or a lawyer service, and I'll just pay my marketing guy. And so we would always start with a few things, like, you know, where you're at, right? That's what the report gives you. And then it's driven by the business goals. Like, every business is unique. And so our idea is that, you know, we want to get you where you want to go, where you need to go. And then we plot that path. We map that path for you.
I like it. I love that you got those three. That's a servant to me in business. You're going to where the customer's at, the client's at, not like force feeding. Hey, here's $1,000 a month program. You know, here's your ROI expected and all that. No, here's three ways. And I started do it myself and go, you know what, this is too much, and then change and go to you do it for me.
It happens all the time. You know, they're like, this is great. And what happens is, and this works for any business, my mentors and the people that I've learned from, and I preach it, like, just give your stuff away, right? Give your best stuff away. Show that you're an expert, right? Deliver value, lead with value. And it does a couple things. First of all, it proves that you know what you're doing. It gives them a level of understanding. And in almost all cases, people are subject matter experts at what they do. And the scope of work is beyond what people have, the ability to do themselves. And they end up going like, look, now I understand what it is and I understand how hard it is. I'm going to let you do it.
So you're telling me education is important with your clients.
Every business should give their stuff away. Yeah. Education is important. I know you do it. I mean, you were giving me podcast tips before the call today, man, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, and that's why I love my podcast of serving. And we don't have to serve by being a client with somebody or whatever, but from the flip side of being a business owner, that value, people will remember you, and guess what? Your referrals increase. You got to go talk to Greg because he gave me value. It bumped me up 5%. I just read his ebook, and we'll get into that again, like you said, later. People don't understand that.
I don't know why they're stingy, right? Because all of a sudden, then here's what happens. The whole, like, you got to get found, and then you got to get chosen. So, like, they might pick somebody else who shares a little more or gives value, even though you might be, you know, the best fit for them. But they couldn't tell. Because you're like holding back, you know, like we're like, here it is. Here's what you do.
Right. And I want to get into the four pillars or four cores of what you do, because it's just not reputation marketing. You take the whole gamut of online marketing and help, right? Let's talk about those four cores.
Absolutely. So I've been around a little while, got a MIS degree. Helped hundreds, thousands of small businesses with technology, and that grew into web support. So we've had a boutique internet solutions company since the early 2000s. And sidebar, those were dark days, man. It was dial-up internet, handcrafting websites. And so it's been a wonderful journey. And I found one of my old cars. It was like strategic and tactical. And so here's the beauty, right? There's timeless strategies like attract people, nurture them, convert them, take good care of them. And then there's ever-changing techniques. And so we've seen all of this. And then in recent days, we've kind of distilled it down to our core four. And we've already talked about one, reputation, because, so next one's social, okay? Every customer you probably ever need, B2B or B2C, is on social media. Now, why go get a lot of attention if the first thing they're going to do when they check you out is to go see how you look, right? So we shore that up with reputation. And then we talk about traffic. Number three, what website does not need traffic? Yeah. One of the best things, one of the biggest gaps that people are missing out on that we help serve with is retargeting. So 96% of the people leave your website without opting in, buying, converting. We have a way to stay in front of them. So especially if, like, you're paying for ads, you're not doing retargeting, you're crazy. I'll tell them all. And then the fourth one is funnels and automation. So, like, it's your website, how you nurture them. Technology should work for you, not for it, right? So you have to have the smart, you have the strategy, but then you deploy, like, well, when somebody opts in, well, then they go in this thing and they get an email series, right? And then if they take an action, well, then they get another email series. And so these these are the must-haves, and there's a lot more to do, but the core four is just that.
If somebody comes to you and owns a business and says, I just wanted two of the four, one, would you do that or help them? And two, is that a good idea?
Great question. And the answer is yes. You know, we obviously from our side, we know they're all important. And actually, some people are firing on a few cylinders, right? Maybe they need to add something, right? Matter of fact, that's who makes a good customer for us, right? So, you know, you're been in business a while, you're making money. Oh, here's a big one. You're reinvesting in yourself, in your marketing, right? You know, it's not an expense, you know, and so most of these people are doing some things pretty good. And so when we come out, again, we know what we got, but not, you know, it's not, you know, a hammer and everything's nailed. We're like, okay, here's all the ideas. Let's look where you're at. What's are your goals? And let's map that plan.
I like that idea, what you just said. I could be coming in and my traffic is rocking and rolling, but my reputation and the other three are reputation and the funnel and the traffic aren't. And you come in and say, hey, Steve, you're killing with traffic. We'll tweak this, but let's work on these three. And you've helped me.
Absolutely. Like, here you go. If you bring your reputation up, well, then your conversions are going to go higher. And so if you get conversions higher, you can either lower your ad spend or you just got more people.
That's awesome. So you're making them more money and you could be saving them money all in the same conversation almost.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot to do and you got to do these few things right. You know, we talk about, you know, hit the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball. Like these are fundamentals.
But that's where I want the audience to hear this. He just said he can increase your sales or income, but reduce your expenses by doing the right things. That's not across the board, but that's something I'd love to walk into and go, you're going to save me a little money and make me more money? Greg, I'm all in. Here I am.
Thank you. And so it's increasing leads. It's increasing conversions. Like I just had a 15-year-old domain renew, convert website visitors into cash, right? I mean, like conversion is hugely important. So you've got their attention, but now did you earn their business, right? Yeah. And you might have not have earned it on the first visit. As a matter of fact, it's pretty rare, right? There's the spectrum of like A to Z, like A means I'm thinking about buying a car and Z means I got my credit card just trying to find somebody to hand it to, right? You know, so if you get them in the beginning and you can have like, you know, a lead magnet or something to get them to opt in and then you can, you know, stay in touch with them with the automation, right? Yeah. Or they're on your email list. Or, you know, they might be on your social media list, right? Or if you're smart, you have a pixel list and you can follow up them with that like retargeting thing, right? So you can hit them. It's a great word that my friend uses and I use it too. It's omni-channel. So what happens is an old marketing thing was like you have to 7 touches, right? You know, 7 touches can happen in a few days now.
That's
true. They watched a video, they got an email, they saw you on, you know, social media. I mean, it can be a quicker series of connections, right?
Oh, that's powerful. What industries work best with what you do? You know, is there certain industries, small, medium size? What do you like to work with?
Oh my gosh. So the wrong answer is everybody. Does everybody need to deploy these? Absolutely. And do they fit into those kind of things we talked about? You know, maybe most importantly, reinvesting in yourself, doing a good job. But to be clear and to answer your question, it's usually they might have a higher ticket item and they have, you know, maybe this turnover, right? So we got a bunch of people in the trades. Right. And that's kind of a thing. So there you can't sell somebody another, you know, $20,000 deck, right? You need another person or we, you know, we got white collar, we need a lawyer, right? Financial people, they don't need, you know, 2 trusts, right?
Right. So right.
It works with mostly in those people, like they're doing a good job. They're reinvesting. They might have a higher ticket and they have some higher turnover and they're investing in themselves, but you know, it's everywhere from, you know, an auto shop, you know, to elder care attorney.
Yeah. Well, the audience, if they have a question, can they reach out to you?
Oh, heck yeah. So we peep omnipresence, right? So absolutely. What we used to teach all the time was everything leads to the website, and we still kind of do that funnel. And I was just listening to Gary V. I love the guy.
I do too.
And he's like, well, what happens if TikTok gets banned? He's like, well, the attention will go somewhere else. And one of the challenges is that, like, relying on a platform you don't own, right? Even though social is one of our core four, the website is a great place, right? And so it's, I think right on my screen, mappingyourmarketing.com is a great place to find us and see some of the offerings.
Right. So as you're talking, I'm thinking about startups. How important are these four cores? I think I know the answer, but you answer it. Somebody's got a startup or they're a few months in or 6 months into their business. Will this work for them too?
Absolutely. And again, so the offerings are at a bunch of tiers, right? That can scale. Matter of fact, we work with incubators and startup,
Yeah.
in our area, right? And always have, because these things will really help solidify growth, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a startup, especially the eyes are on you, like how good you take care of people. Well, let's have a stack of reviews, right? Let's have those being put out, let's turn those into video, right? So what are people looking for? Reviews. What format do they want? Video. So some of these are really cost-effective, high-value things that startups can afford.
Yeah. That I like because startups are coming every day. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. They're not going away. Everybody wants to start a business, but you need to start on the right foot. And you're the right foot to start with, amongst other things, of course, because you need people to sell to. And if you don't have Greg, you can't have no people. You can't sell. So hire Greg and get people to buy from you. That's my goal. Let's talk about the ebook because this is really serving. I love that you do this and what you do with this ebook.
Oh, yes, thank you. So, at the risk of repeating myself, leading with value, right? And how fundamental reputation is for everybody, for all the above reasons. And so, we've got a great little site called leverage-reputation.com. And this is kind of, it's a 1-2 punch. So specifically, there's a free guide, a free ebook, on the ways to do it yourself, to grow your online 5-star reviews. And it's just full of great stuff, very actionable, like this is what you do, right? ABC, follow the guide, get it going, right? It'll give you just a couple tips, like get a Google business profile, get 10 reviews, and then one every month. That will give you actually Google juice, right? If you want to get some lift in the rankings. And why? Well, Google knows that how well you take care of people is super important. That thing never goes away, right? So this is a byproduct of the stuff, these fundamentals we do. It gets an SEO lift, right?
Yeah.
So proven. So Google makes, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000 updates a year. Guess how many strike the importance of reviews? None.
Wow.
This is why we talk about, you're building a permanent asset, right? So do something once, invest in reputation, either your time or money, right? And that thing stays there for you, right? So this book gets you started. Now, what's your arc going to be? So we've also the second thing on that thing is a free report. Your business marketing score, right? Your online audit. And so what we suggest is you go do that, and it'll tell you how many reviews you have, how many sites you're listed on, negative reviews, recent reviews, very important things. And we suggest that you do that for yourself, and then we save it so that we can tell, like, after we do our work, like how we grew, right? Like how it
Right.
started, how, where we're at, type of thing. It'd be like, oh, 7 reviews to now, 158. And so those are, and again, all complimentary. And that's where people to get going, you know, like say you're doing social, say you got a good website. This is just going to give more lift to what you're already doing.
And that's great that it covers the whole gamut. The debate I hear all the time in the last couple of years is written testimonial to video testimonial. Is there a difference and why?
Ooh, well, great question. So the fundamental is the written testimonial, like the written one on Google, right? Or all of them. They're basically all written. Now, the smart marketers are taking that and using it and converting it into video, right? And that's what we do. We make a review commercial. And so we showcase an existing 5-star review. And it's cool. I mean, it's got spokes models and, you know, production value and lower thirds and a call to action. And we got a great way where we optimize them and syndicate them and they get ranked. Because, you know, I mean, Google has this like auto suggest, right? So you do company name, it'll be like space reviews. Well, you might want to look for that anyway. So these things will show up on the top of Google. You know, can't say page one of Google. There's no more page one anymore. It's the top of Google. It's what we offer. We're not pitching it, but it's a smart thing. You know, if you should take them, because like I said, people want reviews. The favorite thing is video. So you can make them yourself.
Yep.
You can hire me. You can hire somebody else, right?
And that's interesting to me that somebody else, like your spokesmodel, can do my testimonial for H7, my sponsor. And it still works, even though it's not me saying it. This person saying it still has value to that testimonial.
Yeah, and they might not even say it. They might be in the beginning and the end, right? And then in the middle, it'll be on the screen, or it could be a voiceover, or it could be a person on video. There's different ways that we play, right? And this is one of the great things that people like. Okay, let's go back to Mr. Busy Business Owner. I need to go sell a deck. I need to go bid a deck. I need to go, you know, write a trust. Well, do they have time to do this? No. Do they want these because Google loves them and people love them? Yes. So we actually can make these with no time from the business owner. Matter of fact, when all that BS was going on and nobody could get together, I have like nocontactvideos.com. and so these things can just happen, you know. So you go do it yourself, or if you do like a done for you, like concierge service, you know, we make a new one every single month.
I like that because it's giving people options, but most people are too busy. And the importance of getting that word out there and the emotion of somebody talking about a testimonial, because they're emotional. They're just not, you know, reading I'm just on the top of my head, the Bible, you know, reading the scripture. This is, hey, I love Greg's company. The mapping your marketing.com really helped me grow my business 2 times. You know, that's what you're trying to gather, right? That emotion.
It really does. And here's why you need a bunch and why you should show off all your reviews through us or anyway, because people are going to talk about different things. Yeah. And watchers, viewers, future customers are going to resonate with different things. You know, so somebody's going to talk about the price. Somebody's going to talk about the speed. Somebody's going to talk about the quality. Somebody's going to talk about, you know, so have a bunch of things out there. And that way your future customers will see themselves as somebody that's happy with your service.
Yeah. Well, I could talk to you all day. This is just, I love this reputation because it's so simple. It's not simple because it takes time. That's why they need you and work with you. Regards to doing the testimonial, and this is the last question, because again, I could talk to you all day and my head's spinning of questions. Do you teach this, and what is the best way to go to my client and say, hey, John Smith client, I'd love to get your testimonial? Because that's got to be a skill as well, I would think.
It is. A lot of that's in the book, right? But basically, here's number one, you got to ask. Some people are afraid to ask, right? Yeah. Number two, you got to make it easy. So if you could go on, let's say, Google Business Profile, go in the back, and you can get a link like called Get More Reviews. It'll give you a link, right? Oh, here's a cool one. And we do this for the people that are in the field, like the trades guys. Yeah. You make a QR code. and then somebody can do it, right? Or if you're on your computer, you don't need a QR code, then you put it in your signature, right? Hey, if you liked us, would you leave us a review? And then you kind of don't have to ask, but they might not find it, but you got to ask and you got to make it easy. So getting that link from Google Business Profile and asking, sharing QR code or a couple like low hanging fruit for people.
Can't be any easier. And that is in the ebook. So go out and get the ebook. And this is how much I love Greg and what he's doing. And he knows that. So I'm going to put a challenge out there. The first two people that reach out to Greg and mention this podcast, I'm going to send you a gift. So when you reach out to Greg, make sure you tell him the podcast and Steve Ramona's Doing Business Servants Art. This is my personal gift because I want you to hear more about what Greg's doing because it's incredible what he's doing. Thank you for being on the show, man. This is a lot of knowledge, a lot of great tips, a lot of great advice. But can you leave my audience one more piece of advice that's helped you get to where you are today to get help them in their journey?
Ooh, how thoughtful is that? So can I do, I got two ideas.
Go for it.
So one of them is pragmatic and is like, you know, go build reviews, right? Permanent digital assets. And the second one is more philosophical or it's like, just keep going, right? You know, like we've all been through stuff, right? And this is my story too, is that, you know, like just keep going. And when you're not feeling good, here's the one thing, take action, because action breeds courage. Action breeds the next step you couldn't see when you're stewing. So take action.